The community's invited to take strides towards a cancer-free future this weekend at the Adelaide Hills Relay for Life. One of the participants has already raised thousands of dollars for the cause. Mother of one, Samara, who will be doing her first relay this year with a team of friends, walking 19 continuous hours. She joins me now. Hi, Samara.
Hi.
This is a mission that's very personal to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In January this year, I had a biopsy done on my neck because I had a large lump, and I found out on the 27th of January I had cancer. It is thyroid cancer, and I needed to have an operation to have it removed.
Oh, right. And how did you go with those treatments?
The first operation wasn't too bad. It was a lot of pain, but I was okay. The second operation was quite painful, and I came out very depressed and upset. Just because it was a eye-opener to be told that it was actually cancerous.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it would turn your whole life upside down, right?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, because you've got a gorgeous toddler, don't you?
Yes, I do. He is now 2.5, and he is such a bright, bubbly little boy and very caring, and he's definitely what's helped me give strength to get through this.
Are you in remission at the moment?
On Monday, I found out that I had no cancer cells detected in my blood, so that's the first time I've had my results that have been positive.
Oh, wow, that must be a relief.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's great coming into the weekend knowing that I can spread the word for thyroid cancer to everyone, and I'm doing okay at the moment.
Yeah, I'm really glad to hear that. So it sounds like a pretty epic thing that you'll be doing. 19 continuous hours, is that sort of like a tag team situation?
Yeah, so it's a relay. So we have a baton that we've all made for our own teams, and we've got to walk around the oval. So one person has to stay out there at all times for the 19 hours, and we've got some themed laps as well.
What, okay, this is your first one. So what's motivated you to take part in it, challenge yourself?
At the start of my journey, I kept having cancer to myself, and I really started to mentally struggle. Once I started to open up and tell my family and friends what was going on, it helped me mentally and physically. And then I decided that I wasn't going to be quiet about it anymore, and I was going to share with everyone what thyroid cancer is and how much it affects your life, and that's so important to talk about what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. So once you started to reach out more, what kind of response did you get?
It was overwhelming. So when I reached out about having cancer, other people came forward and told me their stories. I also had someone who had a lump on their neck and they got it checked out. Luckily for them, it wasn't. But just talking about it helped other people and myself.
And from what I understand, things involving thyroid can really like mess you up, right? Did it affect you quite a lot, having an imbalance with your thyroid?
Yes, it did. So now my body temperature, I'll either be freezing cold or boiling hot. I do get panic attacks and my heart beats really fast, and I have fatigue and irritability to things.
Oh, that's really stressful. Is there anything you can do to manage that?
So I'm on thyroxine for the rest of my life. It's just getting the thyroxine levels correct so that I'm not hyperthyroidism.
And with 15 friends joining you and thousands of dollars raised so far, $5,800, congratulations. You must feel really well supported.
I definitely do. Lots of people have jumped on board. We've had a few small businesses as well help out, so it's been amazing.
Yeah, great. And does that money go to a specific charity?
It goes to the Cancer Council. They're building a new centre, so all proceeds will go to that and to helping the families who are having cancer treatments.
Right. Yeah, what's been most helpful during your treatments?
Definitely the support from everyone. I also had radiation treatment, so without that support, it would just have been hard.
And it's really difficult. I mean, obviously it's most difficult for a person who actually has the cancer, but it can be a little bit daunting or challenging to know what to say or how to help when someone you know is going through something so life-shattering. Is there any advice you might have if someone really wants to support or comfort their friend or loved one?
Every now and then popping in to see how they're going, or just catching up with them or giving them a phone call just to see how their day is. Some days are tough and others are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure as awful as everything's been, it may have also, you know, changed your perspective in a good way.
Definitely. It has made me be more positive and just go about life just living it, not sweating the small things.
Well, all the best. I hope it goes well. And thanks so much for joining me today, Samara. Really lovely to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.